Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. I was just asking Hoff, 888-808-1019. I'm asking Hoff, why are you playing this Freddy Krueger song?
Yeah, and what did Hoff say?
This is not Freddy Krueger. It's Halloween. And I was like, well, I'm in my mind, I'm like, it's not October. It's June, Friday the 13th. I did not realize
And neither
that.
Did I. Yeah. Great movie,
I'm
too.
Not a big... you Halloween? You watched that?
Oh, God. I used to love that stuff. You know, I don't like that anymore. Loved horrors back in the day.
I hated it. The only memory I have of that, and I used to get freaked out playing it, was the Nightmare... Friday the 13th. It was... what was the name of that movie? Nightmare on Elm Street?
Nightmare on Elm Street, yeah. Okay, well, with whatever.
Friday the 13th.
With Jason.
Friday the 13th
is
Jason.
Oh, wait, so there's
two
different things.
Oh,
my
God. Oh, you really not
Can I
into
just step
if you don't
in
know
here?
Jason and Freddy.
Now I'm getting confused, yeah. But the NES game, there was a Nintendo game, yes. Friday the 13th, right now that I think about
yes.
it, Jason had the mask.
Yes, there was.
So I used to play that game, and they would have that music.
Not that music, though, because that was
music.
Halloween.
The music for Friday the 13th and whatever it was. Like, I used to get a little freaked out playing the video game. You played that game at all?
Yeah, okay. I did. I used to watch all those movies, man. And the one thing that you always got in every 80s horror movie was at some point, invariably, at some point in the movie, two kids sneak off, boy and a girl. But like a young man and a young woman, high school, college, whatever. Roll a little joint, start to do what they're going to do, and then somebody gets stabbed in the chest. Well, I don't want to watch it anymore. Nah, I don't like that stuff anymore.
Are you superstitious about the Friday the 13th?
Not at all. I don't want to.
Yeah, it is.
There it is.
This music, dude.
Wow. Ooh,
bringing
back. Yeah, no, I know this.
It used to freak me out because when you're in the gameplay and all of a sudden you hear like the shh, and it knows Jason's coming.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like,
yeah. No, it's scary stuff. Yeah. I mean, I remember like if I was in my basement, I'm talking like when I was like 8, 9, 10, and my parents had already gone upstairs, when I had to flip the lights off, I would fly up the stairs. I didn't worry about Freddy or Jason coming after Michael Myers. That stuff was the best.
Yeah,
the
no.
music made it, too.
Yeah.
Like the scores that they had just pulled it all together.
Yeah, okay. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019.
All right, question for you here. So if you really, and we'll get back to the Knicks here, obviously, talking Knicks to start the show. If you think about the progression of topics with the Knicks, number one, before they made the determination that they were going to move on from Tom Thibodeau, quite obviously, should they fire or keep Tom Thibodeau? That was number one. Once they did what they did, we moved on to, once we saw that it was fairly scattered, do they have a plan? And that's kind of where we are now. I want to introduce a new layer to you. I think this is really potentially very important. So now we can only guess that it was Cat and Bridges, but I'm pretty safe throwing those names out there. That they absolutely cooked Tom Thibodeau in the exit interviews, which really greased the skids and led to his firing. So by doing that and by reacting to Cat and Bridges, what they're doing is they are placating Cat and Bridges. But while they're also doing that, they're also ignoring the wishes and the very obvious feelings of their franchise player, Jalen Brunson, who loves Tom Thibodeau. So I won't go nuts here. Are we sure that Jalen Brunson is 100% committed to being the Knick forever for the next bunch of years that we think?
It's one of the main reasons why I don't like the idea of firing a head coach that your superstar loves. That's number one. Number two, remember we talked about this earlier in the week about Leon Rose potentially being the next guy, right? Like if Rose, who loved Tibbs, is not on board with this 100%, and now there's a circus around trying to hire the next guy, maybe he's not on board with it. And then, if that's the case, then you have Jalen Brunson who's going to say, well, what the hell's going on here? Maybe I don't want to be a part of this. Or, to your point, maybe Brunson just says, in general, forget about Leon Rose part of it, like, hey, I'm not behind this, and there's bickering or whoever's making. Even if it weren't Kat and Bridges specifically, we know it was not Jalen Brunson, who was the captain and leader of this team. So it doesn't matter who outside of him went back and complained about Tibbs and got him fired. It clearly wasn't Jalen Brunson. So now you want to spin it forward and say, is there going to be a time where he either doesn't want to be here or they decide to move on from him?
I don't know, but generally franchises do everything that they could do to appease
their
absolute superstar. Like, the Yankees aren't going to go out there and do something that fundamentally Aaron Judge completely disagrees
with. Could be something as simple as firing Boone. You know he loves Booney.
Yep, the Knicks did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The Knicks did. They literally did what their star player desperately did not want them to do. Unless this is all the front from Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
I don't think so either, but I think we at least have to throw it on the table for a minute.
I know, but what? Everything's a front? Everything's a smokescreen?
Yeah, I know. At what point do you believe? You got to believe something, but there is something to be said for certain people not wanting blood on their hands. I don't believe it, but I can't 1,000% rule it out.
They go way back.
I know they do.
This is not just a Nick thing. You're talking about going way back. Yeah. Tibbs with his father. They were young kids talking about Chicago.
I don't believe that. I don't. That's why I believe that what they did was they catered to the demands, I guess, or the wishes at the very least, maybe at the other end, demands of one player who just got here and is an atrocious, lazy defender and half into it on offense when it matters in Cat, and the other, Mikal Bridges, who complained about playing heavy minutes and basically instead of taking layups, he takes 5 foot fallaways because he's afraid to attack the rim. That's what we're doing.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're gonna bend down and make sure those guys are happy before Jalen Brunson's happy. That's what happened.
There are many layers to the messiness. That is a big part of it. Also, Rick Brunson and his presence is a part of it. The not knowing whose decision it was. Like, if this came out and it was clearly Leon Rose's decision, and everybody believed that 100%, we'd be like, okay, well, he's got to pick the next guy. If Jalen Brunson was on board with this or, you know, was one of the people who was like, yeah, we need another coach, or didn't love Tibbs as much as he did, we'd be like, it's okay. There are many layers to this messiness, and we don't know what exactly is going on. But if you do go with the facts, Leon Rose was BFFs with Tibbs, and Jalen Brunson loved Tom Thibodeau.
Yes, and the exit meeting did not go well, and they reacted to that. That's another fact I think we could throw in there.
Meaning
not knowing exactly for the players, yeah. Like we have to kind of guess that, but we know that that was a big part of the reason he was fired.
We also know facts are, as much I'm a Tibbs believer, he didn't have the best series against Rick Carlisle, and there were some issues there. So it's not all just about, you know, pro Tibbs. There are some, you know, demerits there.
For sure. And I think another factor that we learned a while ago is that he was almost fired years ago with the New York Knicks here.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Joe is in Rockville Center. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
Gentlemen, first time caller. I love this show. You guys are the class of the station. I really enjoy you guys.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
I wanted to tell you guys, it seems like it's a prerequisite for the next coach to be a Rick Brunson fan. It's like the next coach coming in, you have to kind of accept Rick Brunson is going to be on the staff. And it's strange in the fact that it's almost as though as the Knicks build Jalen Brunson into Mr. Clutch, it was sort of at the demise of the other guys. The OG's numbers are down. Cat's numbers are down. Bridges was sort of seen lost all year. So as Jalen got elevated to becoming a superstar, it was kind of at the effect of the rest of the team. So as he grew, it seemed like everybody else shrunk.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you could actually see that. I think that Thibodeau, I think in the exit interviews when Bridges went in and complained and Cat came in and complained, it was the fact that Brunson became the main voice. I think Rick Brunson was the voice of the team. And he just and Thibodeau kind of just acquiesced to him, and I think it hurt them. So
Joe, hold on, I do too. Pardon me, Joe. I want to ask you a question. I agree. I think it hurt them as well. You kind of don't really know who's in charge there. Multiple voices, but you said initially that you believe the new coach, basically Brunson Rick, is going to be forced upon the new coach.
For sure.
Like, okay.
I think that's why Jason Kidd was the original choice.
Okay. Well, then that's a massive problem. That's a massive problem. Now, it's one thing if it's Johnny Bryant, who's never been a head coach at this level yet. If it turns into Malone, which I don't think it will, or Kidd, or other people who have accomplished things in this league, and they are still... Now, maybe Jason Kidd wants Rick Brunson, but maybe somebody else does not. And if the Knicks heavy hand the new coach and make them keep Rick Brunson, then this franchise just never got as healthy as I thought they got. That's a dumb move.
No, but if their superstar player is going to be happy with his dad there,
well, then superstar player might have to learn to be happy without daddy.
But now it's another mess. That's the same thing like with firing Tibbs. I would rather placate the superstar player in this particular case because I think Jalen Brunson has earned that by his play, by being a leader, by taking less money. All of those different things. I'm not trying to upset the apple cart as far as Jalen Brunson goes.
And you already did. You fired a guy he loves.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They already did that. Now you're going to take Rick Brunson out?
Hey, why stop now? He's already pissed off.
Not to mention that how do you think Jalen Brunson feels about the reports that players aren't happy with his father? Like, forget about what the next head coach says.
That's a sensitive. That's different. I can only guess. It can't feel good.
And that means it can't be good for the chemistry and...
Which means you should get rid of him.
Yeah, but now you're really...
Six guys or one guy? Even though the one guy's the best player on the team...
I'm going with this one guy. I would rather, me personally, with this group of Knicks, I would rather go... And I usually am not like this.
Okay.
I don't like the players dictating terms and making decisions with the organization. I understand getting some input, I guess.
Mm.
But I'm not letting Russell Wilson run anything when he was with the Mariners.
Denver, remember, he got his own office.
Come on, nonsense.
I'm with you. That's old school. No way.
Even Aaron Judge, like, I get the input, but let Aaron Judge. Now he's also earned it by being a captain and taking less money to stay with the Yankees. But it's got to be a certain extent. I'm not letting the players run the team.
No.
Let them play. That's what they do well. Let the guys who run the team run the team. But in this particular case with Jalen Brunson, the one rare superstar in New York that the Knicks have had here, oh, man, I'm not, and especially in the NBA, which is a star-driven league, I'm not going away from that. So I'd rather get rid of everybody, and I mean everybody else but him. I'd rather make Rick Brunson the head coach
before I got Rick Brunson out of here. Come on. What are you talking about, Rick Brunson the coach?
Before I got him out of here and upset Jalen Brunson?
What?
Yeah.
Well, then, if that's the case, that Jalen Brunson will not be able to handle this properly, then Jalen Brunson's not wired the way we all think that he is. I believe he would handle it well.
But me too.
Especially if some of his boys are like, hey, I love you, Pops, but he's got to go, man.
Come on, Jalen.
It's not working out.
BT, I get it.
He's not Michael Jordan.
I get it, and I do think he would handle it as well as you can. But you never, that's family, dude. That's
I understand
dad.
That it's family.
Dude, so you never, but there's never any, it's not going to be good enough. Like, he could be like, yeah, all right, I know what you guys are saying. Maybe he's a little too hard on us. Or, yeah, all right, the organization wanted to move on from him. He was boys with Tibbs. He was the assistant under Tibbs.
Yeah.
So the new head coach wants a new guy. I don't think that's something you could ever truly fully let go. You could act the part and play the part. You never forget how they did your father dirty. I could speak for me. Like, yeah, you move on. You do your job. You're a pro. But ultimately, I'd be looking to go somewhere else if they did my dad like that.
What if Jalen knows that his dad's an issue?
That's a different story.
Like, but he's a pretty smart guy. He might.
But then he should come out and say that to them. He doesn't have to say it publicly.
No, behind closed doors, yeah.
But
he
might. Frank Isola was saying that nobody coaches Jalen harder than his father. So it's not like he's on easy street.
No. It's not daddy ball. He's the absolute best player on the team. I get it. It's not. Yeah, I know what you mean. But if it's a big issue, like, I just believe the Knicks are at the point now where you've got to eliminate problems. And Jalen's an answer. They didn't view Tom Thibodeau as to be enough of an answer. And if they deem Rick Brunson to be a problem, then Rick Brunson, with all due respect, and I sincerely mean this, has got to go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.